America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right, we're riding with the King, Howard Eskin, sponsored by McGurk's Lionville. Get ready for game days at McGurk's Lionville. Their newly updated bar is the perfect spot to bring your squad for all the acts. Or grab your friends, cheer on your teams in style at your local McGurk's Pub and Grill. I believe the King today is getting his haircut. Is he getting the Sirianni? That's the question. Howard, how are we doing?
The Clippers are ready. So you never know. It will be a spur-of-the-moment decision. And tonight for the Brandon Graham Show, we will see what it was.
Wow.
You know, I got money. He just getting a nice little high and tight. He ain't
yeah.
About to cut his hair. No.
You don't believe it?
Hell no. He ain't about to cut his hair.
You can't get a high and tight. So you're jealous.
I'm not jealous. I just know he's not cutting his hair off, man.
This is
what they call hyperbole. He ain't cutting his hair.
Yeah, he's making us believe. All right, Howard, let's talk about that one yesterday.
Tell him not to use those big words.
That's about as big of a word as we'll use around here. Howard, let me ask you this. Yesterday, the Eagles won their fourth straight game, and you would think everyone's happy today, but instead, we're wondering what the heck the head coach is doing around here. Howard, some of those decisions yesterday, and I like aggressiveness, but what are we doing yesterday with the head coach?
Okay, wait a minute. You thought people were going to be happy? Not a chance. I walked off that field yesterday. WIP, these nitwits, these geniuses, you know, they all let the coordinators call the plays. They are calling the plays. You know, I heard one of the callers a little while ago. They are calling the plays. So, you know, let's leave that alone. But it was not one of his it was not Nick Sirianni's one of his finer moments. Admit to that. You know, I try to keep it real. I don't flip-flop like you guys. Plop, 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 plop. You know, I'm just going to keep it real. Two of his decisions I don't like. When it was 16-0 and he didn't kick the extra point, I don't really care what the analytics say. 17 is a football number. That means they need two touchdowns and a field goal. If you don't get it, two touchdowns and a field goal, you know, put you behind. So I didn't like that. And I didn't like not kicking the field goal in the fourth quarter when he could have gone up, 9?
Yep.
He could have gone up 9 points. That I didn't like. I didn't like it. I don't care what the analytics say. 9, so now they need two scores. They can do whatever they want. They still need two scores. So of the decisions, the two extra points, I guess the two field goals, I'm okay with the field goal. The 57-yarder. I mean, he had the distance, and he just missed it. So I'm okay with that because you've got to try to do that and get the points. So, but two of the decisions I was not on board with, and I would say it was not one of Nick Sirianni's finer moments in a game. But in the end, he's still the second winningest head coach in the NFL. Right now that's coaching in the NFL. And, you know, he's not going to do everything right. The problem is it's like baseball. They lean too much on that garbage, those printout sheets of analytics. You know, you should have a feel and an understanding. You know what the game's about. And it's nice to take chances, and they've been successful with that, but not in that game. And, you know, in the end, you can't lose it, and it's not his fault to lose a 22-0 lead. You can't lose a 22-0 lead. You just, and you can't let it, they didn't lose it, but you can't let it be close. So I had some really issues with yesterday's game for sure.
Howard, what's your guess on why the aggressiveness was so strong yesterday? Do you think it is just he's following the analytics or what the sheet says? Or do you think, I was wondering yesterday if he was chasing points, right? Like they messed up in the beginning, they lost some they should have had, and he's trying to make it up as the game goes along. And then it's like a better, you try to chase losses, you lose more.
Well, I think after he didn't get the first two-point conversion, then I absolutely agree he was chasing points. So in that regard, he's chasing points. Now, he gets information from people upstairs on what the analytics say, and then he makes a decision. But it's obvious, I think, that he leans a lot to the analytics approach and the percentages from what's passed on to him. Now, he has to make the decision. Because he's the head coach, and it's like people, he's a CEO. What does he do? Well, he makes decisions. Sometimes they're good, and sometimes they're not. And I wasn't happy with all of them yesterday. So I think after the first missed two-point conversion, he was chasing the points. And then, you kind of feel like he's trying to make up for it when he doesn't get the second one as well. So, yeah, in part, that's part of it. But I think it's the information he's given, and then he makes a decision. And I think he leans too much on the information rather than the feel for the game. It's just like baseball. You have a feel for the game. Let that work for you, not against you. And I think in the case yesterday, and it's good it didn't cost him a game, because then, oh my gosh, they'd have to close the bridges. These people would be jumping.
WIP would have melted down. We wouldn't still be standing if they lost that game. All right, Howard Eskin with us here. He's getting his hair cut. Howard, let's talk about some of the good yesterday, including Saquon Barkley. Howard, this guy's been remarkable. He's been even better than I think people could have expected when they signed him. Just another great game, including that play where he's hurdling people backwards yesterday.
Yeah, I think, I'm standing 10 yards from that. And you don't expect to see that. Forward, yes. Backward, no. You don't expect to see that. But he's making some good plays. And you got to give, if you're going to blame Nick Sirianni for play calls, you got to give him credit. And it wasn't his play call. It was Kellen Moore on the third and long where Saquon scores the touchdown.
Yep.
That's a terrific play call. Obviously, it was against the right defense. They saw something. Jalen saw something at the line of scrimmage, but Saquon Barkley has been terrific. But as good a back as he is, I'm just so impressed with him as a teammate and a person. And I talked to Tiki Barber yesterday before the game. I got to know Tiki. He brought up that, he ripped Saquon, and that became an issue here in Philadelphia when he left the Giants. But he just said and he knows him better than I got to know him in less than a year. What a tremendous human being and a person, as well as a terrific football player. So you got more than just a great football player. You got a great teammate and a great person. And he really is. I think they knew what they were getting when they got him. And I think they expected to use him more in the passing game, which hasn't happened so far, but no, I think he's really good. They knew what they were getting. I don't think the people knew everything they were getting. He got a little bit of a limp yesterday. You hope he's okay, and that's the thing that you kind of concern yourself with down the line. Just keep him. I think 30 touches is a little too much, but they needed it to win the game. So you got to do what you got to do.
All right, Howard, speaking of banged up, what's the latest? What are you hearing about A.J. Brown? It seems like it's not the worst, but he's obviously going for an MRI. And is this a thing he could play this week, or you think he might be down for a little bit?
Well, I don't know, and he probably won't practice on Wednesday. Who knows whether he'll practice on Thursday. He didn't come back, but, how severe? I think they wanted to be cautious when they took him out of the game. Remember, they were up big when they took him out of the game. And once you decide he's not coming back, you're not bringing him back just because the game got close. I don't know. I know the genius there, Hugh Douglas, has him out for a couple of weeks. I don't know that.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's the case.
You don't think so?
I don't know. You know, listen, they got a hell of a stretch coming up. Mm. Now, Dallas sucks, and we all know that. They suck, and they may not be without Prescott, but I want Prescott to play because he stinks. So I'd rather have him play than their backup. But they got, think about the stretch they got coming up. Mm. At Dallas, home against Washington, and they're a good team. Mm-hmm. On the road, then, against the Rams and the Ravens. And I know you want them, but you can't lose this game and then have that stretch coming up. So I think that's going to be a Friday decision for A.J. Brown. And I don't think he's out yet. Okay. Let's just wait. A hamstring, yes. A knee, I'm not so sure.
All
so,
right,
but
Howard.
I haven't heard anything.
Last one, Bryce Huff yesterday. Hand issue, only played 6 snaps. Howard, what are you hearing on that? And then trade deadline tomorrow, could they be going to get a pass rusher?
You'd like to see them get one, but I'm, as I said yesterday on the pregame show with you guys, I'm not. I don't want to give up a lot of draft picks. There's no guarantees just because you're going to get a pass rusher. And Bryce Huff, I mean, you could have, you know, had him out for lunch or dinner. I mean, it doesn't make any difference. It's just, what's the difference?
It's your guy, Hugh.
He is still my guy.
But the thing is, I think you probably, they're not going to BS you about a hand injury. So, you know, we'll see what happens. The trade deadline, I got to believe they're going to do something because they usually do. But I don't know that it's going to be big. I don't know that it's going to be big. Just the bigger injury is that basketball player that I forget his name, that guy that's 7'2". That's the bigger issue.
He's a huge issue in a lot of ways. All right, Howard. So 6 o'clock tonight, we'll get to see if you go full Sirianni on us.
Well, yeah, we'll see it at 6 o'clock.
Okay.
And let me urge everybody. I dropped off a ballot this morning, and I'm not getting into who or what or whatever. I just urge people to go out and vote.
Well said, Howard. Yes, well, everyone should go vote tomorrow. Howard, we'll talk to you later, and enjoy the haircut, all right?
All right, buzz.
All right, there he goes. Howard Eskin there, getting the full Sirianni. All right, 215-592-9494. To your phone calls the other side. And speaking of uh-oh, we got to address a couple uh-ohs over the weekend. Joel Embiid, Jason Kelsey, a lot going on here.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh, a lot of uh-ohs. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Uh-oh. Let's talk about my friends over at FanDuel Sportsbook.
Been hanging around me too long,
yeah,
dog.
Cap off NFL Week 9 with a chance to win on FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. New customers get $150 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins on tonight's game. Mahomes over passing touchdowns, K-Dot and anytime score, and I'll take the Chiefs to cover. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to make every moment more this season. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.